What's up, man? Alright, this video is going to be a video titled, Hamza's Unbelievable Grift to Scam Incels Out of Their Hard-Earned Money. So, what we have here, guys, is that, as you guys know by now, Hamza went from being a, being on welfare, being an alcoholic, probably a druggie, addicted to being a womanizer, going to the clubs, and all of a sudden he found this amazing method to turn him from being a loser to being a winner, and he's like one of the most popular self-improvement people on YouTube. I am here today to prove to you that Hamza is nothing more than a grifter making money off of, quite frankly, losers. What you guys need to understand about Hamza is that Hamza is simply an actor working for a production company that indeed handles all his work. Now, for you guys out there who are doubting me, I myself am a actor over here. Let me see if I can get rid of this god-awful annoying... But there we go, okay? There... I'm trying to get the tab to work, but this thing is... There we go. Alright, so this is me over here, guys. Amr Metwali, that's my name. You can look at my videos. You can see that this really is me for those who want to verify. You know, I got my videos on my channel. That's me. Granted, this video, this picture is about 20 years old. I'm an actor, so I know how things work out with the production company. So the thing you guys need to understand about Hamza is that Hamza is working for a production company that has ties with YouTube. This is how you can have guys like Hamza, who are scammers, go from zero to being the most popular people on the internet in a matter of a couple a month. In fact, I want to show you another YouTuber here, just to prove to you guys before we get into this video, because I want to prove to you guys out there, especially you young guys out there who don't know any better, you guys need to understand that there are things that go behind the scenes that you will never ever know of unless you get somebody like me who, so to speak, knows how the sausage is made to tell you what's going on. So Hamza, again, is an actor. He's working with a production company that has ties with YouTube. This is how he became so popular. Now, this girl over here, her name is All In with Ari. She was an actress in Hollywood. It turned out that she had like criminal records abusing her own children. Now, this girl over here, look at this. Look at this, guys. Her very first video, 2.3 million viewers. Her very first video, right? She comes out. Hey, watermelons, I'm homeless, I came out of an abusive relationship. Her very first video, 2.3 million. Now, she made a lot of money from YouTube ads, she made a lot of money off of Patreon, she made a lot of money off of Cash App, and then shortly afterwards, it was found out that this girl was a scam artist again. You can type in All In with Ari Exposed. Her last video was about 2 months ago. So obviously what's happening, guys, is that this scam artist, a lot like Hamza, she came in, she made her money, and now she's bouncing. Guys, you need to understand something. YouTube is an evil company that works with scammers like All In with Ari right in front of us. They work with people like Hamza. You guys need to understand, YouTube loves degenerate people because degenerate people will do anything for money. So All In with Ari, She's a scammer. You can look it up on your own. Tons of people did videos about her. Okay. Now, going back to Hamza. Let's talk about Hamza. Now, this is Hamza's website over here. I'm gonna refresh just for those out there who might say, no, Amr, you're scamming us. This is his website over here. This is Hamza and his trailer trash girl. Guys, for somebody who scammed incels out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's like, is this really the best you can do, bro? I mean, she's flat on the front, she's flat on the back. I mean, this girl is not attractive in any form or way. So, pretty much this is his page on how to scam you guys. How to get girls without being weird and creepy. I'm just gonna go down this website. This website is pretty much him, making all the, you guys can look at, I'm gonna link this page in the video. That way you guys can, see it for yourself. He's pretty much telling you, man, I can change you. I can get you girls. I can do stuff for you. He's posting pictures of himself when he's young. He's claiming that, oh, I developed this, program. Guys, I want you to understand something. As somebody who's been to Hollywood, there is plastic surgery. There are fillers. I've said this on my channel before, and I'm gonna say it again. I've been under the knife. I've had liposuction. I've had fillers, okay? As an actor, I've had all this stuff. You see his fat cheeks over here, guys? There's actually a surgery out there to get rid of fat cheeks. I actually had that surgery myself in Cancun a couple of months ago, guys. When I was under the knife in Cancun, I had a surgery to thin out and shape my cheek area. So there's pretty much a surgery for everything out there. Guys, as long as you have the height, there's a surgery for your face. There's a surgery for your stomach, okay? There's a method out there called abs itching, where you can have a six pack, a real six pack. What they will do is that they will strategically suck the fat around your abs, okay? So as long as you have the height, there's a surgery for everything, from hair transplant to nose jobs to, you can pretty much change your entire look through cosmetic surgery. And again, as an actor, I know that. I'm not gonna show you the pictures of the people here because I don't want innocent people to get tangled up with this scam. All right, so pretty much Hamza's telling you, oh, this is what I did. Now I want you guys to have it. Obviously, he wants you to buy his access to access his secrets and how to be an alpha male and how to compete with other guys. Again, I'm not gonna show pictures of other people because I don't want them to be entangled in this scam. You know, they're innocent people, I guess. Guys, I just want you to understand something really quick. You know, if you are short, ugly, and ethnic, it's pretty much game over for you, okay? So let's say you're a 5'4", ugly, Indian, Arab, you're better off jumping off a bridge than getting out with a woman. And I don't want anybody here to jump off a bridge. I'm just being realistic with you guys. If you are short, ethnic, it's over, okay? Women don't like brown people, okay? Unless you can change your skin color and magically grow like half a feet, you know, 25, you know, 20, 20 to 5 centimeters, it's pretty much over for you guys. A lot of you guys out there, you just don't have what it takes to be attractive to. So, this is what you see. He's trying to sell you this for $2,094, right? His ultimate alpha male course. You guys see it? This is on his website, guys. I'm not making this shit up. Okay? Now he's trying to increase the price because you're gonna get, you know, so many other great stuff here. All this is a scam, guys. $5,000, right? Invite to get trained by Hamza. Really, get trained by Hamza. Guys, if you want to get big in the gym, you need to check your testosterone. Go to a real doctor. Don't go to some fucking curry sale on the internet. Oh, great, $10,000, right? Yeah, $10,000. What are you going to sell us for $10,000, Hamza? Training book. Increase your testosterone by 30%, $2,000. Guys, let me tell you something about testosterone, okay? I am on TRT. I am on testosterone replacement therapy myself, okay? When you have chronically low testosterone like myself, guys, even if I was able to raise my testosterone from 300 to 400, that's still low. This is what you guys need to understand. Very important, okay? For you, a good testosterone for a young, healthy male should be around 700, okay? So let's say your testosterone is 300 like me, and you're able to raise it to 400 or maybe 450 by eating right, exercising, losing fat. It's still low. See, a lot of you guys out there who watch Hamza, you have chronically low testosterone. Short of medical intervention, raising your testosterone by 30%, while that's a good thing, raising testosterone, it's not nowhere near the optimal testosterone you need for your body to build muscle and lose fat. Okay, this is why I tell you guys, go to a doctor. Don't take information from some fucking curry sale who was on welfare, getting drunk and alcoholic and probably was addicted to all sorts of drugs, okay? So there he goes again, trying to sell you like $10,000 worth of products. Oh, $11,000 right now. Guys, you don't need to buy anything from anybody, to be honest with you. I mean, for you to gain muscle, guys, you have to go to the gym. You have to work out really, really hard. And also at the same time, your testosterone is the most important thing out there. Once you have a testosterone around 700, okay, again, go to a fucking doctor. Don't listen to somebody like Hamza, okay? Protein is important. You guys, you can get protein from eating tuna, okay? A $1 can of tuna has about 20 grams of protein. Guys, if you eat, like, depending on your weight, of course, you know, if you weigh, you know, a big guy, like, I'm 250 pounds, I'm 6'3". So I need to eat, like, 7 cans of tuna a day to get the proper amount of protein I need. You know, somebody who's 150 pounds, you might need maybe, like, 5 cans of tuna. But you really don't need to buy expensive stuff from Liver King, okay? Just get the right amount of proteins. There's a lot of medical journals out there that will tell you the right amount of protein you need for your body size, height, and weight to properly build muscle. You don't have to pay this curry sale $12,000 for that, okay? $14,000, no bullshit dating app guide. Guys, you need to understand something, man. If you're watching Hamza, you're probably around 20 years old. Maybe you're a couple of years older, a couple of years younger. I'm 42, I'm Gen X. You Gen Z guys out there, your women are fucked up. They all believe that they're only fan models. They all believe that they're celebrities because, you know, they have a TikTok account. With the exception of being a Giga Chad, it's over for you. And just to let you guys know something, okay? Just to let you guys know, just by being a Hamza viewer, you are not a Giga Chad. Look at his girl over here. Come on, man. Look at her. She's looking at the camera. She's like, am I doing my job right? She's not interested in him. Look at how she, look at the distance between her and him. You can tell that this girl is in it only for the money. And again, $16,000. $16,000 so you all can end up getting a trailer trash girl who's flat on the front, flat on the back. Guys, I am not a big fan of fake boobies, but Hamza, bro, buy your girl fake titties, bro. She needs it. And also get her a Brazilian butt lift while you're at it. Fapping. Okay, here's the thing about fapping, guys. As long as you're not fapping chronically, you'll be fine. It's okay to masturbate maybe once or twice a week, okay? That's okay. You guys need to understand something, man. Every now and then, you need a release, especially when you're young. I'm 42 years old, okay? I don't have to fap off. That's number one. Number two, if I really wanted to fap off, I'll fly down to Mexico, hire a couple of pros, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I'm back the next day. A lot of you young guys out there, you need to start thinking about doing pay to play. I know Hamza will tell you, oh, bro, only losers pay for a girl. This girl over here, I don't know her name, I could care less about her name. This girl is with Hamza because he's making money. She's not with him because he makes her pussy wet, okay? So you young guys out there, if you are in Canada, you are in America, go to Cancun, hire a pro for $100, you'll be fine, okay? If you are in fucking Europe, go to Latvia, get yourself a pro. Go to Amsterdam, you can get a pro for like 70, 80 bucks. It's totally legit to sleep with prostitutes in fucking Amsterdam, okay? If you are in Australia, my condolences to you. However, you can go to Southeast Asia, Thailand, get a woman from there for the night, 40, 50 bucks. Again, he's trying to sell you some fucking course right here. $19,000. Build your... Oh yeah, now he has a course for how a woman can build her body. Get this girl a freaking boob job, Hamza, before you start talking about my girl is a bomb, bro. Oh, $19,000. Now let's see what this guy has to say. Obviously, I'm not going to charge you $19,000. But if I did charge you $19,000, and all it did was set you up for life to get girls, would it be worth it? Guys, Hamza is a fucking PUA. This is a new age PUA. That's what Hamza is. Hamza is a new age PUA. You know, PUAs have been around since the 90s. They usually charge people thousands of dollars for a boot camp. Hamza, on the other hand, he's scamming you right off the internet. He doesn't even have to see your ugly face. Hamza doesn't even have to see your fucking ugly face, guys. He's just scamming you right there on the internet, as you guys can see. And, you know, for somebody who talks about self-improvement, are you guys telling me that Hamza is all about women, that women are the only thing that matters? I mean, guys, we live in an age right now where food is going up, war is around the corner, energy is about to be depleted, and this guy is like, pussy, 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 pussy. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. And, before even we continue with this, guys, with this scam, I'm just letting you guys know again, if you are short, ugly, and ethnic, meaning you're brown, it's GG for you, guys. Women do not like short men. Even if you go to the gym, women do not like short men. Women just don't like short men. In fact, there was a study that came out recently that women do not like muscular short Men. I have it, and you know what? I'm gonna see if I can look for it right now. Give me a second, guys. Give me a second. I'm gonna see if I can look for it right now, guys, okay? It's called study. Ah, there it is. No, that's not it, no. Psychology Today. Damn it. I'm gonna, it recently came out. I should have had it prepared. That's fine. I will. I'll get it. Okay. I'll link it for you guys, okay? So, like I said, there's a study that recently came out where real scientists, not fucking not some 20-year-old curry sale who was on welfare a couple of weeks ago. Okay, real college, real university scientists did a study, and they concluded that women don't like short, muscular guys. Okay, let me tell you something. All you short guys out there, if you are under 5'10" and you're muscular, women don't like it. That will actually work against you because, first of all, women don't like short guys. And number two, it makes you look desperate. It makes you look like you're trying too hard. Okay, so all of you guys out there who are under 5'10" and you want to be muscular, that will actually work against you. It's totally okay to be lean. Guys, let me tell you something, okay? It's better for you to be lean than to be muscular. All right, so let's continue with this scam. So, here's the deal, guys. This entire scam that's worth a little bit over $19,000. He will sell it to you right now for $487.99. Again, I'm not going to show pictures of innocent people. Okay, here you go, guys. You guys can buy Hamza's scam course on how to get pussy, how to get ripped. For only $487. Well, guess what, guys? I, Amar Metwali, I am gonna give you free advice on how to get girls and how to get ripped, okay? Number one, when it comes to looks, guys, go to a plastic surgeon. Listen, real talk. If you are an ethnic-looking male, meaning you're brown, if you are a brown dude, it's pretty much over for you, okay? So here's what you guys need to understand. Height matters, okay? You gotta be at least 5'10" to even get girls to look at you nowadays. I know some guys are gonna come here and they're gonna say, "Omar, I'm 5'8" and I get pussy all the time." Number one, provide receipts. Number two, do you sleep with them? Are they intoxicated? Do you have drugs? Because let me tell you something. If you have drugs, you can be an ugly dude and get a lot of women, okay? It's unethical, it's immoral, and quite frankly, it probably is illegal, but I'm letting you know. For all of you guys out there, if you're an ugly looking dude, you're ethnic, your only shot at getting with a woman is to have drugs, because a lot of women out there, they like drugs. This just goes to show you how bad women are when women today are more alcoholic and more into drugs than men. So this is a cheat code for you ugly guys out there. If you really want pussy, good pussy, become a fucking drug dealer. Again, it's immoral, it's unethical, and it's probably illegal. But hey, I'm giving you free advice. I'm not going to charge you $487 for it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when it comes to your testosterone, guys, go to a real doctor, okay? Guys, you cannot raise chronically low testosterone to a level of 700, okay? You can raise it by 30%. Again, if you raise your testosterone from 300, which is at the bottom of the bottom, to 400, even 420, it's still not what you need for building muscle, losing fat. You guys need to understand, as somebody who's on testosterone, testosterone is not just great for muscle and for losing fat, it's also good for joint problems, okay? Testosterone helps your issues with joints, okay? You know how old people, they have a hard time getting up? That's because they don't have testosterone, okay? I myself had that problem, okay? So testosterone, again, testosterone is not just good for muscle building and losing fat. It's good for joint problems. It's also good for focus and energy. So testosterone is, like TFM said, is hormones of the God. So you guys out there watching this video, go to a real fucking doctor. Don't go to some fucking curry sale who was on welfare just a couple of months ago, okay? Go to a real doctor. That's when it comes to testosterone, okay? Number two, when it comes to the fucking gym, guys, when you go to the gym, you gotta work out hard, okay? You gotta keep on going until your body reaches failure. When I'm at the gym, guys, I'm at the gym 4 or 5 hours. I know a lot of people out there might say, Amar, that's overtraining your body, but that's how you stimulate muscle growth, guys. You go there, you keep on doing several different machines, and you just keep on going until your body can't go no more. And then you have a rest period of, you know, probably a week. Here's how I work. Here's what I, Amar Metwali, do. Okay, I go to the gym, I do upper body, okay? Then 4 or 5 days later, maybe a week later, I come back, I do lower body, then a couple of days later, I do upper body. Guys, I want you to understand something, okay? You don't have to be a gym rat in the gym every day to get results, okay? I'm in the gym once a week, okay? Listen, guys, I run MGTOW.TV. I run GiveSendBro.com. I don't have time to be a fucking gym rat like I did back in my 20s. And just to let you know, guys, again, this is me. This is me back in my 20s. This is how I looked back in my 20s, guys, okay? Again, this headshot is about fucking 20 years old, okay? Guys, I am telling you that I have better results now with testosterone at 42 than I did when I was 22, okay? That's what you guys out there need. You need medical intervention if you have chronically low testosterone, okay? So you guys out there, instead of wasting $500 on this scam course, go to a fucking doctor to check your testosterone. And again, when it comes to the gym, okay, guys, you're better off being lean than muscular, okay? If you can show six-pack abs, that's all that really matters, okay? So for you to get six-pack abs to be lean, it comes down to A, having high testosterone, B, eat right. Chicken wings, Coca-Cola, cream in your coffee, all that shit has to go, guys, okay? And again, when you're at the doctor, sit down with the doctor and be like, yo, man, tell me how I can eat right. Because I'm telling you guys, as somebody who's fucking 42 years old, cholesterol is gonna be your biggest enemy. My doctor, he's like, yo, Amr, your bad cholesterol is going down compared to last time, but still, it's a little bit high. So guess what, you know, I can't eat burgers, you know, that's just how it is. So you guys out there, you need to sit down with a dietitian, preferably the doctor that you go to check your testosterone. And guys, go to a male doctor. Don't ever go to a fucking woman doctor. Woman doctor, at best, they're incompetent. At worst, they're gonna be malicious and they're gonna try to fuck you over, okay? Go to a male doctor, and go to a male doctor under the age of 50. The younger, the better. Why? Because young doctors are more based than some boomer doctor who still believes in love and all that bullshit, okay? So you guys out there watching this, okay? Eat right. It's better for you to eat right than to be a gym rat. It's better for you to eat clean than go to the gym and try to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? Number three. When it comes to being attractive to women, height matters. I'm 6'3". I am telling you, as somebody who's 6'3", height matters. If you're 5'4", 5'5", it's over for you. Listen, if you are a 5'5", white guy, you can go to Vietnam, you can go to Philippines, and you can get a girl. Why? JBW, like Incel TV said, JBW stands for just be white, okay? If you're a 5'5" white dude, assuming you're not fugly or bald, you can get yourself an Asian girl in Vietnam or in the Philippines. But if you're a 5'5" ethnic, aka brown person, you're not gonna get yourself anything, okay? So if you are a short ethnic person, it's pretty much over for you, okay? So let's say you are, you know, 5'10", okay? Let's say you're 5'10" and you're not that much to look at. Assuming you got your testosterone at optimal levels, assuming you're now eating right, you're going to the gym, okay? The third thing here is go to a cosmetic surgeon, okay? Go to a male doctor, go to a doctor under the age of 50 and be like, hey man, I want to look attractive, okay? That's what I did. Again, I've been under the knife. I've had fillers, I've had collagen, I've had liposuction, okay? I did a lot of cosmetic surgeries and procedures on myself. Well, not on myself, as in, you know, I did it myself, but I went to a doctor for it. This is what everybody out there needs to fucking understand. Don't waste your time with some fucking curry sales scammer on the internet. Go to real doctors. Go to the gym. Eat right, okay? Watching Hamza, yeah, sure, Hamza might have some good information here and there, but the reality of the matter, guys, the more you watch Hamza, the less productive you're gonna be. And the reason behind it is that when you're watching Hamza, you end up watching his videos and you think to yourself, hey, watching a Hamza video on self-improvement is actually self-improvement. It's not. Watching a video, you know, it's like watching a video on how to fix your car, but you don't fix your car. That's pointless. So you guys out there watching Hamza and not actually doing the fucking work, it's pointless. It's a waste of time, okay? And last thing before we end this video, a lot of you guys out there, man, you need to do the work. I cannot stress this enough, okay? Again, Go to a doctor for testosterone. Go to plastic surgeon. If you're physically unattractive, assuming you're not fucking 5'5" manlet, you'll be fine with a plastic surgeon. I know there's a surgery that makes your leg taller by 3 inches. That height adjustment surgery, that's gonna make you look weird. And we don't know. How are you gonna be at 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old? So I'm against. The only surgery I, Amar Mitwali, am against is one where you break your legs and you get the extra 3 inches. Because A, it's gonna make you look weird. And B, we don't know what the side effects are when you are 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, okay? But other than that, there's pretty much a surgery for everything out there, okay? Lastly, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Porn is bad for your brain. Fapping is not good for you. So you guys out there, I know you young guys, you're young, dumb, full of cum, and you're probably fapping multiple times a day. That shit is not good for you because it rewires your brain, okay? When you masturbate with your hand, it is a lot different than actually being with a girl. So you guys out there, chronic fapping is not good. Watching porn is bad. So you young guys out there, whenever you feel you need to release, the urge, get yourself a fucking prostitute. I know a lot of you Muslim guys out there are gonna say, Amar, haram, haram. Look at your motherfucking woman, guys. Muslim women are the biggest hoes on the face of the planet. Look at the young woman out there, the 20-year-old woman, they all think they're only fan stars. They all think they're celebrities because they have a couple thousand people on TikToks. Guys, dating is over. Marriage is obsolete. You young men out there need to understand. It's vital for a man, especially a young man, to have sex, okay? Watching porn, masturbating, that's bad for your psyche. It's bad for your mental health. It's bad for your brain because it rewires your brain. Fapping, chronic fapping. Listen, if you fap a couple of times a month, maybe 3 or 4 times a month, okay. But if you're fapping multiple times a day, that's bad for you. If you are addicted to fucking porn, that's really bad for you. So that's what I'm saying. You young guys out there, pay for sex. And again, if you are in America, Canada, go to Cancun, $100. You can get all the hot Mexican women. Maybe go down to Colombia. Well, don't go to Colombia. Colombia is a little bit too dangerous. Go to Cancun. If you are in Europe, go to Amsterdam. Go to Latvia. Okay. If you are in Australia, go to Thailand. Okay. You guys out there need to start making money. You young guys out there, you have to start making money. Get out of your mother's basement. Stop watching videos, guys. I'm telling you guys right now, even though I own a video sharing platform, it's in my best interest for you guys to watch videos on my platform. But I am telling you guys, stop watching videos. Go out there and do. Go out there, do the real work, not watch some video on the internet and that's your day. Again, let's say you wanted to fix your window, your car window. You go on the internet, you type in how to fix my car window, you watch a video, you go out and you fix the window with the information you got from that video. You just don't keep watching video after video and not do anything, right? Same thing with this self-improvement thing. After watching this video, you guys out there, after watching this video, okay, go to a doctor. Have them look at your testosterone. That's one. Number two, after you do that, you go to the gym. You eat right. You get on the machine. Again, guys, it's better for you to be lean than muscular, okay? If you want to gain muscle, eat tuna, eat chicken breast, okay? Again, a can of tuna is only $1 and it has 20 grams of protein. So it's not hard to gain muscle as long as you have the right testosterone. At the same time, it's not hard to lose weight because in addition to testosterone, there's estrogen. Estrogen is bad. See, it's too much estrogen is bad for a man. In fact, my doctor, when he called me up, because I did my lab results recently, he said, "Hey, Amr, your estrogen is kind of high. So those anti-estrogen pills, you're gonna have to take them twice a week and not once a week, okay?" So when you guys are with your doctor, checking your testosterone, check your estrogen. Because trust and believe, a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna have to be on anti-estrogen blockers, okay? I'm on anti-estrogen blockers myself. So you guys out there watching this, go to a fucking doctor for your testosterone. In all likelihood, he's gonna prescribe you anti-estrogen pills, estrogen blocking pills. That's what I'm on, okay? And again, to look good, go to a fucking based young male doctor to say, okay, this is what we can do for your hairline. This is what we can do for your face. This is what we can do for your nose. This is what we can do for your cheeks, okay? Really, guys, that's about it, you know. The most important thing here, once you get knowledge, do the do. Now, one last thing before we finish this video, guys. Again, this is one of, look at this domain, ClickFunnels, okay? ClickFunnels, I'm not gonna talk bad about ClickFunnels, but ClickFunnels is known as a, ClickFunnels is known for people who want to get money out of you. Let's leave it at that. So again, Hamza over here, he is a fucking PUA. He's like, don't make these three mistakes when you're getting laid, right? You know, this is how Hamza is trying to get your money, guys. It's all about pussy, 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 pussy. It's really sad. It's really pathetic. This guy has absolutely no respect for you, okay? Because he's going after your carnal desires. It's like a guy who has a chronic addiction to gambling, and somebody's like, "Yo, man, come over to my casino." Hamza does not respect you. And again, look at his cheeks here versus his cheeks over here. There's a surgery for fat cheeks, okay? I got that surgery myself. Guys, you guys see? Look here, okay? This was 20 years ago, okay? You guys see how I have my lips puckered? That's because I am purposely sucking in my cheeks. You see, as a Middle Easterner, I've had fat cheeks like Hamza, okay? This is how I know Hamza's been under the knife. I've had fat cheeks. So even though this picture is 20 years old, you know, I was Hamza's age when I took that picture, okay? As you guys can see, my lips are puckered. That's because I'm sucking in my fat cheeks. And I actually finally got fat pad removal from the cheek area a couple of months ago when I was in Mérida, Mexico, okay? This is what Hamza did. He'll never, ever tell you about that, okay? One last thing, guys, is that Hamza now is gonna scam you Andrew Tate style, okay? Look at this. This is Hamza's website, right? Hamza's website over here. I'm gonna do a refresh, right? He now wants you to join a mailing list. And just to prove to you this is fucking Hamza, Look over here, guys. Guys, join Hamza's cult. Guys, let me tell you something. I've been scammed before, okay? I've been scammed by my own cousin. Second cousin, if you want to technically be right, okay? And quite frankly, this is why I get really upset at scammers like Hamza, because I know what they're doing. They have no respect for you, okay? For those of you who don't know, my cousin, second cousin, if you want to be technical, he scammed me out of $20,000. He actually came from Dubai. You know, Hamza's in Dubai right now. My second cousin actually fled from Dubai because they were going to arrest him because he was defrauding people in Dubai. I didn't know that until we already had the restaurant, unfortunately. So my second cousin, when he came to Egypt from Dubai, you know, we all know that he had a problem with alcohol and women like Hamza, but he was like, I found Allah, I'm a new man, I'm on the straight and narrow, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. So I was like, you know what, let me give this guy a second chance. I put $20,000 in a really nice restaurant in a place called Kafir Abdu in Alexandria. For a restaurant that just started out, we really did good. And then when I came back to America, he closed the restaurant, sold off everything, pocketed the money, and that was the end of that. So this is why when I see somebody like Hamza who's doing exactly what my cousin did, second cousin if you want to be technical, I just have to go mad, man. Because, you know, when somebody tells you you're part of a cult, A, they're taking advantage of you, and B, they have no respect for you. So, this over here, Hamza's gonna use this as a mailing list to sell you courses like Andrew Tate. You guys see this website, Kajabi.com? Now, just to be absolutely clear, Kajabi has nothing to do with Hamza. It's not part of Hamza's. It has nothing to do with Hamza scam, you know. Kajabi is a website where you can sell courses, stuff like that. Again, look over here, guys. You know, Kajabi. You guys can read on your own, Kajabi.com. Hamza is gonna use this website to sell you courses, Andrew Tate style. Now, I know some of you guys are going to say, well, Armor, how do you know that that Hamza is going to use Kajabi? Really, how do you know that? Guys, look at the icon in the tab. Okay, I'm going to do a refresh. Look, 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 look. Okay, look at the icon up here. Now look at the icon over here, okay? Look at the icon over here. Hamza, this is actually, even though this is Hamza's website, he's actually, through the power of API, he's actually using Kajabi as his landing page. I'm gonna do a fresh, look, fresh refresh, guys. See that? See that icon? This icon is the same icon as Kajabi. Again, through the power of API, I'm a software engineer, guys, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Through the power of API, Hamza is using the Kajabi landing page to get your email address. He's gonna start selling you courses on Kajabi, Andrew Tate style. And guys, look, real talk, real fucking talk, okay? I don't care if Hamza scams you out of $50 or fucking $500, okay? See, the problem I have with Hamza, and I'm gonna end the video on this, okay? The problem I have with Hamza is that he's given a lot of you guys out there false hope. Again, if you're short, ugly, and ethnic, meaning you're brown, it's over for you, okay? So, a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna follow Hamza. You're gonna think to yourself, oh man, I'm a stud. Look what he's saying over here, guys. Look at what he's saying, you know? Look at the browser. Alpha male free courses. Yeah, guys. Hamza is gonna turn you from a 5'4" fugly Middle Easterner Indian dude into a fucking alpha male. You guys are gonna go up to woman and be like, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" And she's gonna drop her panties and hop right onto you. See, this is what I'm afraid of, right? This is what I'm afraid of right here. I'm afraid that one of you guys is actually gonna believe that you're an alpha male and that you magically went from being a fugly 5'4" ethnic curry cell or middle or Arab cell, and all of a sudden you're fucking alpha male, big dick, giga chad. You're gonna go up to a girl, you're gonna run some game on her, and she's gonna fucking reject you, slap you, or worse, call the police on you, humiliate you in public, and then you might end up offing yourself, or worse, you might end up killing her. Guys, have you guys heard about Elliot Rogers? Okay, I'm gonna end the video on Elliot Rogers, okay? This is Elliot Rogers, okay? Elliot Rogers, he's not a bad-looking dude, even though he's kind of short. He's like 5'8", so that's kind of short. He's not a bad-looking dude. He's half white, half Asian. However, he was awkward. There was talk about him suffering from autism, Asperger's, so he was an awkward dude. Okay, this guy, okay, his height is 5'9". So he's kind of on the, he's short. Again, he's not a bad looking dude, even though he's half white, half, Asian, not a bad looking dude, but he's short. He has autism, Asperger's. He's on the spectrum. That made him weird. Not to mention he was out in California, the most, you know, where the most Chads in the world are, especially where he lived in Santa Barbara. So this guy killed 7 people, most of them women. Why? Because the women were rejecting him. See, this is what I'm afraid of, guys. I'm afraid that you guys out there who watch Hamza, again, if you watch Hamza, you're fugly, and secondly, you're probably socially awkward and creepy, like this dude, okay? See, this is what I'm worried about. You guys, right now, you guys out there who are short, ugly, and ethnic, you mind your own business. You took the black pill, you know it's over, and you're just minding your own business, fapping, watching porn, which again are not good for you. And that's why I tell you guys, go to a fucking prostitute, okay? And again, you Muslim guys are gonna be like, Zina, haram. Dude, do you know how many Muslim men have been scammed by their own wife? So none of that zina haram crap anymore, guys. This is the most difficult time in the history of man. Even the Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, and Moses didn't have it this bad. So yeah, going to a prostitute every now and then, rather than fucking marrying some hojabi who's gonna cheat on you, divorce rape you, and probably even have kids that are not even yours, yeah, I think going to a prostitute is a fucking lesser evil, okay? So, the point that I'm trying to get to you guys about all this is that my biggest fear is that you guys out there who took the black pill, that you're gonna say, "Hey, wait a second, if I buy Hamza's courses, if I follow his alpha male guide, I can walk up to a woman and she's gonna love me." It's not gonna change who you are, guys, okay? Guys, you can be the most confident person in the world and approach hundreds of women. It's not gonna do you any good if you are a fugly looking dude. And I've said this in my other videos. I'm gonna say it again, guys, okay? I lived in California, okay? I remember a couple of years ago, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, okay? I was working out at LA Fitness in Mountain View, California, you know, where Google is headquartered, you know, a lot of rich Indian guys work for Google, making $250,000 a year. So here I am working out at the gym, and this fucking curry cell, you know, he's like 5'10", wearing glasses, balding, brown as fuck. Yeah, sure, he was lean, you know, but he had that fugly Indian phenotype. So this motherfucker, what? He doesn't walk. He like swaggers up to like the most beautiful white girl in the whole fucking gym. Like right in front of the whole fucking gym. This fucking curry seal, fugly ass curry seal. Again, granted, he wasn't short. Granted, he was lean. But again, that fugly Indian phenotype, that the way the Indian face looks, the fact that he was brown, wearing glasses and balding, that just made things even worse. This motherfucker swaggers up to the most beautiful white girl in the whole fucking gym, and before he can open his curry mouth, the girl just looks at him and shakes her head, and he like does a U-turn and walks back to the machine with his tail between him, with his tail between his legs. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. Confidence doesn't do jack squat if you are a fugly dude. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. You don't talk to woman. Woman talk to you. You don't pick up woman. Woman pick you up. Guys, after all the surgeries I did in Mexico, after going under the knife, after fillers, collagen, liposuction, I'm getting women who are picking me up. Yeah, granted, they're not fucking 19-year-old fucking Stacy's, but hey, at least it's something, right? See, this is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. Looks are the most important thing out there. You can watch all the Hamza videos you want. You can buy all his scam courses. But if you are a fugly looking dude, especially if you are ethnic, it's GG. It's good game, which is a nice way of saying it's over for you. So you guys out there, assuming you're at least 5'10" without shoes, because a lot of you motherfuckers out there, you claim to be 6 feet, but you're like 5'9", because you put like fucking 3-inch lifts in your fucking shoes, okay? You have to be at least 5'10" without shoes, okay? If you're 5'10" without shoes, there is pretty much a surgery for everything. From LASIK to get rid of eyeglasses, to hair transplant so you can get rid of that bald spot, to no surgery, okay? The only thing you Indians out there can't do is change your skin color. I mean, you might be able to use Fair and Lovely. That I know your woman use Fair and Lovely. But as long as you're 5'10 without shoes, there's pretty much a surgery for everything, okay, guys? So what you guys out there have to look at yourself in the mirror, okay? Look at Henry Cavill, the guy playing Superman. Look at the guy who plays Thor, Chris Hemsworth, and ask yourself, how close or how far I am from these super hot dudes, okay? If I'm a white dude, I got blue eyes, I'm 5'10", you know, I kind of look like Chris Hemsworth, but I'm a little bit fat, you know, I'm wearing glasses, you know, I'm losing my hair, okay? You have to do very little work to be top tier. But if you are an ugly Indian dude, you're brown, same thing with you Middle Eastern dudes out there, okay? There's a lot of work you guys have to do. You guys would, you know, you Indian guys out there, real talk, you Indian guys, and some of you Middle Eastern guys, you actually have to change your facial structure, you know? Change your face, change your race. So let me say that one more time. I'm going to end the video on this, I promise. You ethnic guys out there, especially you Indians and you Arabs. Change your face, change your race. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. At the end of the day, guys, Hamza is just a scammer. He's no different than my Egyptian cousin, second cousin, who scammed me. And I'm just letting you Muslim guys out there know, Hamza, Ramadan is coming soon, okay? I think Ramadan is what, March, maybe April, okay? Hamza is going to claim to be a Muslim by Ramadan. He's going to do the whole Andrew Tate thing. Look at me, guys. I'm in a mosque praying. You guys need to understand something, especially you Muslim guys out there. The people who are best suited to scam you are the people who are closest to you, okay? My second cousin, we grew up together. We hung out together when we were young. Yet, this guy scammed me out of $20,000 with no remorse, no regret, okay? Same thing with you Muslim guys out there. Everybody who lives a life of a fucking scammer and a degenerate, and all of a sudden, they found Allah, they're scamming you, okay? This is what a lot of you Muslim guys out there need to understand. Your worst enemy as a Muslim, it's not Mark Zuckerberg, it's not George Soros. Your worst enemy as a Muslim is your own kind. Alright guys, that's my video. Take care. Peace.